Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, let me see. It should have started about 8 minutes ago. That should have been about right. A federal court hearing as they decide whether the New York green light law allowing illegals to have driver's licenses should be stayed and not enforced. And we'll see where that goes. One of the texts that we got said, just ask the judge if she took an oath to uphold the law. Now, if she did, which she did, obviously, you can't be a judge without taking an oath, is my understanding, certainly, then there's no wiggle room about that. These people are illegals. They do not have standing. They should not be allowed to stay in the country. They can come in if they want to come in the regular way, like people have been doing in the history of our country. But they can't just sneak in, put their hands out, and get expectations of driver's licenses, lower cost college tuition, things like that. I don't know when we switched over to this, where anybody can get whatever they want from America with no payment in advance. You make no effort to be a citizen or a legal resident of the United States. You just come in and say, what do you got for me? I don't like that, and I don't think a lot of other people do. And the argument that it'll make drivers safer if they have a license is ridiculous. First of all, if they have a license, let me ask you something. Are they bilingual? Because can they read the street signs? Do they know what the laws say? Some of the street signs, pretty obvious, but not all of them. Pretty much not all of them. And so we're going to open up the highways to people who snuck in the country. I find this appalling, to be honest with you. That's the time we're in now. And I'm asking, must we reward illegals? I don't think so. And where does it say, I think we are good people. We're giving people. We help people. Yeah, these people might have it better here than in their home countries, but don't they have any obligation to go through like everybody else goes through to be here legally? I think so. And I think we're fools to just say, come on in, take what you want. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. But that's where it is. We have sanctuary cities where law enforcement won't even help ICE, the federal agents here to deal with immigration. They won't even do anything to people who are here illegally and hand them over to ICE agents. That's where it is now. It's foolish, it's silly, and anybody that thinks it's compassionate is dumb, because it's not compassionate. It's just it's a fool's errand. We only have so much, and we have so much to give. And if we start giving it all to people who are here illegally, we won't have much to give to people who come here legally and deserve because they did it the right way. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, how does the crowd feel today about this?
We'll go with Jim, who says...
You're going with Jim?
We are going with Jim.
I'm so glad. Jim's a nice person.
And he says, it's another small move meant to legitimize illegal activity. And what about the motor voter law? Who's going to monitor so illegals don't gain voter registration?
Bingo.
Or maybe that's the long-term goal.
Bingo. I think that's right on. Absolutely. The whole long game in this is to get enough people, just physically get as many people as you can. And after they've gone through the process, you get to count them as residents of the country, and eventually they get to vote. That's what it's all about. It's done every 10 years. Once they do this survey every 10 years, then they reapportion seats for the House. You might gain seats, you might lose seats, and might give you more authority. So they're basically trying for the long-term success of their program to get as many people in the building as they can. Do you believe they're going to succeed, Tony, or this is going to be one fight after another?
I think we're looking at one fight after another. And as you alluded to this during the break, we're kind of at a point where at least I feel like my head's about to explode with everything that is going on. And, you know, we're keeping track of everything, following this, following that. But it seems like everything has just fallen apart.
Well, when the census shows up, and suddenly we've got all these many more people than we thought, because the census is required to count everybody that's here. They have to count legals or illegals. That's the way it is. And because of that, if you flood an area with illegals and then the census comes up and takes the information down, that's done. I mean, that's just the way it is. They have to be counted. So what happens? So you'll get some states that definitely legitimate voters will be in the minority. Was that the deal?
They're going to get aced out because illegals are going to vote in states like California. Yeah. And then it's going to look like, oh, Hillary Clinton actually should have won. Well, how many of those votes that she received were from illegals? As we're finding out more and more that there were a lot.
Good point. We'll take your calls, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. Star 930 back in a couple. And this kind of sums it up, too, on the text line. It's quite amazing we even have to have conversation about illegals. If you're not supposed to be somewhere and then you get rewarded, this is opposite backwards thinking, and that's true. But we told you that the people who have the welcome, no matter whether you're legal or not, welcome whether you tried to follow the law or not, you just stay here because we're looking right in the eyeballs of a census. Census is going to count you whether you're legal or illegal. And we think that even if you're illegal and you get counted, we can count on you later to vote for us. And that's basically the way it is. So we've got a court case, thanks to Mickey Kearns. We got a federal court case that just started about 20 minutes ago, if they were exactly on time, to see whether the New York green light law is legal or not. Think about it, especially New York. New York is totally out of control. In our desperate quest to catch up with California in ridiculous left-leaning legislation, it's one thing after another. You know, the thought that here you're illegal, so let's give you a driver's license. It'll make the roads safer. What kind of foolish thoughts are those? What kind of logical goals are those? Doesn't make any sense at all. And judges take oaths. And the oath they take is to uphold the current law. And the federal law says those people, how can you give them a license or give them the availability of a license when they're not supposed to be here? I mean, I'd like to know that. Do you just send checks every month to empty mailboxes who aren't supposed to be here? I mean, I don't understand this bend over backwards to try and please people whose only act so far has been to break the law.
Logic has gone out the window.
It really has, and it'll drive you nuts. You know what? On our trip, a person who gets mentioned probably a lot is Ann from Buffalo. People say they love Ann from Buffalo, and she's on the line. Hi, Ann.
Hi, I'm glad you are back. God bless you. You got home safe.
I did, and during the European trip, many people mentioned you and how they enjoy your calls.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you're a star there, Ann.
It's simple. I'm not gonna get it all into it with the judges and all that kind of stuff. But it's simple. Democrats don't bit more care about illegals and the man in the moon. There's a reason. There's an underlying reason for that. And like you had said, it's all about voting. They need somebody to vote. And why do they want these illegals to vote? Because you know something? I talk to a lot of people, and I tell you something. The ones, well, let me put it this way. Black people that depended on the Democrats since Donald Trump been in office, they are wicked, they are prosperous and quiet as it kept, the average one of us, we don't need them anymore. We, the bulk of black folks, is not on food stamps anymore. They are, so they don't have to kiss up to the Democrats. So they need somebody to fill that void.
You are exactly right. The wisdom of Ann. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's right. The rate of unemployment among blacks, among all minorities, actually, is the lowest it's been in the history of the country. The history of the country. And there's 1.6 million jobs open now that aren't even filled. We're at virtually full employment. Unemployment is almost unheard of for minorities. So this is great. And they found out, as Ann pointed out, that they don't need the Democratic Party, you know, throwing them a bone every once in a while. They're getting something from this administration. And think about it like this. You talk about swimming upstream. All this is happening. Well, all this craziness is happening. The president is getting a lot of things done. I mean, it's going to be amazing once it comes time for the next election and they put these all in assorted communications to us so that we can see exactly what he's gotten done. But he puts Obama to shame, and he's standing there fighting the world by himself. I think he's an American hero. His name is the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Fred in New Mexico.
You know, I'd like to know who stopped giving enough money to Trump to so that he couldn't build the wall. The wall is necessary. And
he says he's making progress on the wall, and every once in a while in the 24-hour news cycle, you'll see something about the wall, but the wall's been kind of pushed to the second page.
Yeah, they keep trying to keep his mind off things that accomplish anything.
Yeah, you know, the news cycle shows up, and then the hottest thing disappears next week. And there's a new hottest thing, and that'll disappear the week after. I think they've got a waiting line of hot things to try and hammer him with every single week, and they've been doing it since he started the job.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that really aggravates me is you see in California, they come into California very easily because they were supposedly one of these sanctuary states.
Yep.
And they end up living on the streets because they can't find any, you know, they don't speak the language.
It was a year and a half, we saw all of California there. There's homeless everywhere. San Francisco doesn't look like it used to. The states that are the most compassionate look like tent cities. And this was once a beautiful country.
Yeah, just thinking of human feces all over the streets.
They were hosing them down.
Angry.
With fire hoses and things like that. This is the beautiful state of California. And what happens? California is copied by New York State. If California does it, New York State will do it. I guarantee you. That's just the way it works. They want to out-liberal each other. And it gets sillier and worse every week.
Population.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. All the natural resources we have in New York State, all the natural resources they have in California, and they're wasting them.
Oh, sure.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. To me, it's if I were the judge, if I were the judge, man, this would be a very easy case. The New York green light law conflicts with federal law on immigration. So in that case, federal law should prevail, and that should be the end of it. You put a stay to this green light law. But we learn as we go through these miserable existence things, that there's all kinds of sidebars. You never get anything finished. They never, you know, say, okay, that's now that's all done. Things are just hanging out there, and they dig them up and go forever. That's how they make a living, I guess. But this should be a pretty easy decision to make, and let's hope the judge makes it.
I'm no Joe Latona on this, and you might be no more than I do, but I see a flaw in your argument in the fact that you have states that have legalized marijuana where it is against federal law.
Well, just remember what we said before is how they interpret these things, that you can have a law, you can pass a law, you can make anything a law. And until it gets to court and is challenged, it is not definitive. Once it's challenged, then you can disregard it and be punished for disregarding it. But until then, until it's challenged in court, that's how these things go. There's other examples of it, but I think this is a pretty good example that the supremacy of the federal law would trump, if you pardon the expression. Would trump the local law, because think about it like this: Cheektowaga could have a town meeting and have some kind of law that violates federal law, and they can enforce it until somebody challenges it. And once they do, then the judge makes the decision and it's over.
It'd be good to get it tested, because then you could also go after sanctuary cities, because you're going against federal law.
Yeah, and some of these things are like, we're not a sanctuary city, Buffalo, but we're a welcoming city, according to our mayor, Byron Brown. Remember when he stood on the steps of City Hall and welcomed illegals? This is what we're doing. We're just welcoming people to who break the law. See, I don't get that at all. Do we welcome bank robbers? Do we welcome drunk drivers? No. Do we welcome anybody else that breaks the law? No. But for some reason, they want to corral the lawbreakers who are willing to come here and be counted for the census. And I think that is a big key.
In other words, there's an angle everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what's in it for me, always. But it's pretty apparent that they want them in here to be counted for the census. I think that's the big deal. It's even bigger than the license thing. News Radio 930, this is WBN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I had one ready to go that I thought would really play well, and now we're getting so many that it's scrolled down. I will find it, but basically it says played to what I was saying. I'm going to paraphrase it now. It was a text that says, "Sandy, people are very sensitive about hate. And could some of what you're saying today be described as hateful?" And the answer is absolutely, positively no. That's the kind of crap we have to deal with. Listen to me and listen to me clearly, all right? I want the law enforced. Now, that is not hateful. It is not hateful by any manner of means. If we have a law, it was passed by two houses of a legislature, was passed by a governor, a mayor, a president, or something, and it is the law. I do not want the law broken. Does that make me a hate person? No, it doesn't. But that's the kind of thing you have to face if you have a conversation like that. Oh, you don't want the illegals in? You must be a hater. That's crap. That is absolutely crap. If you were laying in your bed at 2 in the morning in your house and some guy wearing a mask and a hoodie and carrying a 45 auto breaks through your front window and you don't want him there, that doesn't make you a hater. You just don't want him there because he's broken the law and might be a danger to you and your family, plain and simple. That's not hate. Yeah, I don't hate that person. I just don't want them there. They have no right to be there. If you want to come in legally, we love that. We always love legal immigration. But if you don't want to do it that way, then don't come sneaking around and expecting us to give you the treasure chest. And if we don't want to do it, we're called a hater.
Oh, yeah. That's all you hear is WBEN constantly spewing hate.
Yep.
Just because we're passionate or we're sick and tired of the BS that's going on in our country, like you just said, that doesn't mean we're hate. It means we're fed up.
Yeah, it means we've had enough. Absolutely. Let's go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. Every time you come back from vacation, you have your voice is leaving you.
Yeah, I know, but I've been on the right medication for about a week now, so it should be getting better.
Well, you know, this green law is an insult to the average American citizen that abides by the laws of this country, like you said, that were passed by Congress. And for to have these people come in without any citizenship, and then give them the right to drive, it's beyond the pale. Because, you know, we go through steps. I remember when I was in high school and my kids were in high school. They took driver ed. They learned how to drive. They learned how to obey the signs, the laws of the road. They did everything that they needed to do to get their driver's license. I highly doubt that 90% of these illegals that are in this country are going to take, you know, driver student or driver safety classes to figure out the laws of the land. And, you know, and it's all about satisfying that far left group of people that are in Congress. And if you look when Obama was president, when he let a lot of these immigrants come in from the Far East, but from the Middle East, they were all congregated into certain communities. And what happened is now, you have congresswomen that have been voted into Congress from these communities that are 50 or 60% immigrants from those Middle East countries. So now you wonder why, how people like Tlaib get in there, and that other one, I can never remember her name.
But it doesn't matter. They're the Fab Four. Go ahead.
You try to figure out how the heck did these people get elected to Congress? Well, you figure out where their districts are, and you figure out that their community is made up of 70, 75% of their nationality. And a lot of these people that come here, they're not here because they want to reap in the rewards of this country. They're here to try to change our laws that are in this country, and they're doing it slowly but surely. And that's why you have these radicals in Congress now, this Fab Four, whatever you want to call them, that is raising so much hell, and it just trickles down into your communities, and then you have these do-gooders that want to have these sanctuary cities, the sanctuary states.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, you know, if you do your history, you'll find out that a majority of your countries that were very prominent back in the day, centuries ago, they rotted from within. They weren't defeated from outside forces. They rotted from within. And I think this country here, people have had it so good for so many years, they don't know what it's like to have to suffer a little bit. Our young kids, this new generation of kids going to college, everything is about me, me, me.
Yep.
And what can I get? And nobody wants to work hard for anything anymore.
It seemed that like it turned around overnight. It really did. The thoughts of what we used to be like, what our policies were like, how we dealt with other people, it used to be different. And suddenly it just changed. It just changed overnight. And if you don't go along with this change, then you must be a hater. You must be a hater. No. We've always had some doors open to legal immigration, but we don't want anybody just to come in make yourself comfortable, go in the pantry, get what you want, go in the garage, get what you want, and have no obligation to earn anything.
Well, look what's happened in Europe. They had their open borders. Most of the countries have lost their identity because now if you have immigrants coming in from the Middle East or the Far East or from wherever, they can go from one country to the other without going through customs or showing a passport or anything like that. So they're like nomads. They just can walk through any country, look for a job that's there, work there for a while, and leave and go to another community, another country. It's not like, you know, over here in the United States where, you know, we have all these, the 50 states and everything. Over there, that's the reason why Merkel is so despised, because she's the one that started it all by letting all those immigrants flood through her country. And they went through her country, and they ended up in Great Britain because that's where all the jobs were.
And look at Great Britain. They got very angry when they were told that they had to admit 50,000 immigrants each year. They didn't want to do it. They were told they had to do it, and that's why we got the Brexit problem right now.
Yeah,
hey,
and you know, and even in this country with the black community now, they're getting more and more upwardly mobile, and so they need to bring in these illegal immigrants to satisfy the votes that they're losing by these upwardly mobile the black community.
Have you had lunch with Ann? Because Ann made the same point. Because the black community says now, hey, we got things going for us now. We got jobs. We got some money in our pocket. We are not the puppet of the Democrats anymore. So the Democrats need a new group of puppets, and that's what they're looking for. Got to go. Thank you so much, Frank. Always good to talk to you. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. I found that text. The text board, by the way, is 30930. Sandy, remember, hate has no welcome here. The powers that be might say your words today are a bit hateful, Sandy. You can say it all you want. They're not. My attitude is very simple and very clear. I want the law upheld. And you see, you can't stand that test, can you? So what you do is, in your attempt to break the law or to bend the law or to pretend you don't know about the law, is to call the person who's calling out unenforcement of existing laws hateful. Not hateful. But we have laws for a reason. And think about it like this. If you go the right way and go in the right doors, you can come in America legally and enjoy America as we all have with nobody looking at you the wrong way, because the bottom line is you're one of us. You're one of the legals here. And welcome aboard, my friends. That's just the way it works. But I'm not going to open my arms and welcome people who break the law and then pretend that I love them, so please let them do all the things they want to do, even though they're not here legally. Just let them come in, do whatever you want to do, because we don't want to be labeled as a hater. We're not haters. We love what we have now, and if you want to join us and enjoy what we have now, you're welcome to do it. But the hate thing just is crap. It's the same thing as the we get different ones for different generations. The racist seems to have worn out. They use it so many times. And now we're to haters. Let's go to Pat in Buffalo. Pat, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I think that what actually happens a lot of times is that there's discussion between the things that the states can legislate within their own areas, if you will, as opposed to federal law superseding it. But to me, the way I look at it is that when it comes to the subject of illegal immigration or immigration in general, that's a federal law that I believe clearly overrides every law that the states would want to write or legislate individually, because in order for those people to come into this country, they have to cross the federal border. And therefore, I totally agree with you. I want the law upheld, because they're breaking a federal law, not just a state law, but a federal law. And the states, I don't believe, have any right to legislate above and beyond what the federal law says is legal or illegal in that particular instance.
I think you're right on with that. And remember, let's go back a couple of years when the state of Arizona was enforcing federal law Joe Arpaio and his group were doing that. They got slapped down by the federal courts because they said immigration laws are federal. And even though they were upholding them, that was not in their jurisdiction. So, yeah, the laws are there for a reason. The feds are there for a reason and can't be superseded by some cockamamie governor from New York. Hey, thank you, Pat. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You remember that? Do you remember that, Tony, when Joe Arpaio and the folks in Arizona, Phoenix especially, were enforcing the immigration laws directly? And they got slapped down because the court said it's not yours to enforce. It is that's a federal issue. Well, why aren't they doing that now? Why aren't we hearing about that now? Because I'd like to hear about that.
It's not convenient.
Why is New York not enforcing immigration laws? I think New York should be held in contempt in more than one way, by the way. I have contempt for New York, believe me. But I'm saying as far as the laws are concerned. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, you've been busy on the phone. You've been busy on Facebook. What do you got?
Well, first off, in D.C. right now, it looks like congressional Republicans are trying to storm the basement chambers where the impeachment hearing is being held.
Good.
To demand transparency.
They should. I think it's so outrageous that these people who are elected to these offices Democrats can be so secretive that they don't even have to share information with the Republicans. But then what happens? It comes to a vote. How are the Republicans supposed to vote on something they haven't seen, haven't heard, or anything else? Something's wrong, dramatically wrong with that. Why are we dicking around with it? Because that's what's happening right now to our government. It's a worry about a coup from Russia. I'd be more worried about a coup from the Democrats. All right, thanks for that tidbit of information. What else do you have?
All right, Roy says, what part of illegal doesn't mean breaking the law? What's next? Retirement packages for drug dealers?
Exactly, El Chapo. Maybe El Chapo needs some new clothes or something like that. It's getting to be the point of facetiousness where you hear things, somebody will tell you something, and you don't believe it because it's outrageous, and yet it's true. And I don't know how we got to be in the position we're in now, but I think we ought to get out of it and get out of it in a hurry. All right, let's go to Bill, shall we? And Bill, you're on WBEN. Hello, Bill.
Or yes, I just switched over from voice.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my little twist is this. Again, I think the aspect of common sense, like you speak 99% of the time, illegal, what's wrong with that word? I don't understand. Illegal in any aspect, whether it's somebody breaking into your house, breaking into the country. The twist I like is that the animosity that these people, not only Democrats, but there are Republicans, there are independents that want this, and the animosity they're creating with this. But the aspect that is not being touched on is that Cortez and that?
Yeah.
People, they look at these laws like they were old white men's laws made with a lot of prejudice against people. And that's what they want. They want to twist that into the narrative that these are old laws, they should be changed, but we don't need to do it that. We don't need to uphold them because most of the time they're looked at as a racist law and the animosity that's creating. I just think it's simple. The law is there if you want to change it. There's laws and how to change things. There's protocol and so on and so forth. Let's adhere to that. Let's get away from this insanity. And again, I think the Dems and the lunatics are just driving that narrative, that type of thing. And they were. I was listening the other day, somebody talking on CNN, because I switch back and forth and read all different things, and they're talking about the aspect of Trump being in the news all the time, and that's what he loves to drive that narrative. And they're trying to use some of the same things that he does,
they're not good at it. He is a lot better at it.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate your call, Bill. Got to run. We'll be back after this. Oh, hey, the fabulous cash code game. We want you to text 72881 with the word series. Series, as in World Series. S-E-R-I-E-S. Text that to 72881 and you might win $1,000.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.